KB9TSP. I have linked the Indiana Central Severe, Central Indiana Severe Weather Network radio for severe storm reports. Please call if you have any information to report to the National Weather Service.
KB9RAG on frequency.
K9RAG.
Putting a unit, K9RAG.
Good morning. Didn't know how serious this thing was going to get. I had to get a little bit of sleep before I could link this thing up.
Well, I know it was getting bad when I saw the barometric pressure dropping like 2200 in the last 3 hours. And the temperature as high as it is and everything, yeah. It's going to get bad, I think. NRG.
County Sky 1 on frequency 2.
Copy that. Station calling, I didn't get the call sign.
November 9, Echo Yankee Golf.
Copy that. What's your first name?
My name is Jim, Juliet in New Mexico, and I'm in Henry County.
Copy that, Jim, in Henry County. Thanks. Do we have any stations on frequency in Owen or Green?
K9, Victor Mike Brown County, I'll try and scare him up.
Copy that, thank you very much. Any stations on frequency around the line between Carroll and Howard County and Boone County?
Kilowatt 9 Uniform, Oscar Kilo, Henry County.
KC9 UWI Boone County.
KB9 UWI Boone County.
KC9 UWI Boone County. Yeah, we're out.
Do you have any severe criteria to report, sir?
Just checking in, just some real heavy rain. We've got some wind gusts up to 20 mile an hour, sustained at 21. That's about it for right now.
I thank you for that information. If you get any severe criteria to report, please call.
QSL, KC9 UWR.
This is KB9 TSP Central Indiana Severe Weather Net.
Somebody checking in.
Station calling, you doubled. You want to try again, please?
Kilowatt 9, Uniform Oscar Kilo, Henry County, listening.
Kilowatt 9, Uniform Oscar Kilo, Henry County. Are you the local, are you the Henry County liaison communicator?
That is affirmative.
Thank you very much for your check-in. Can I get a first name?
Now here's Gene, Golf Echo, November Echo. I'm in Newcastle.
Copy that.
Victor Mike Brown County. I was able to scare somebody up in both of those counties, in Owen and in Green County. There should be someone here very shortly.
Thank you very much.
KB9 TSP and 9 KDB.
9 KDB, go ahead.
Now, Jenny, if, let's say this issued a tornado warning. If need be, if Keith has still got the link to Terre Haute going, you should have Davies County. County available via the Vincennes link, possibly down there if somebody's around.
Okay. Any stations on frequency from Davies County? This is KB9TST calling any station from Davies County.
W9SKI Vigo.
W9SKI in Vigo County. This is KB9TST. Welcome to the net.
Looks like it's about over except for the rain over here. Permission to stand down.
Well, I didn't even know you guys were up because I just got this thing up and running.
Yeah, we've been up for a couple of hours.
Do you have any severe criteria to report?
Can we pass this to the chat room?
Copy that. Thanks for your help. Sorry I didn't have this thing up and running.
It's okay. You're not fired.
I had to get some sleep or my family was going to fire me.
You do a good job, Jenny. Permission to stand down?
Yeah, I would say permission granted. Let me run that through the chat room real quick, but I think it's fine.
Okay, we'll wait. W9SKI, Vigo.
Information from the National Weather Service. Indiana has issued tornado warning for Brown, Davies, Green, Martin, and Monroe, Indiana until 1:45 a.m. at 12:54. National Weather Service Doppler radar indicates severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado. Dangerous storm was located 13 miles south of Bloomfield or 28 miles west of Bedford and moving northeast at 70 miles per hour. Also, Indiana has issued a tornado warning for Green, Monroe, and Owen until 1:45 a.m. Eastern. At 12:59 a.m., National Weather Service radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado. This dangerous storm, located 8 miles north of Bloomfield or 20 miles west of Bloomington and moving northeast at 70 miles per hour. Any stations in those counties, please check.
9, Victor Mike Brown County.
Kilo 9, Victor Mike.
Roger that. Looks like I'm a one-man show down here, Brown.
Copy that. Thank you for checking in. If you get any severe weather criteria reports, please let us know.
Will do.
W9EEL, Madison County, with you.
W9EEL, Madison County, thank you for checking in. Do we have any stations in Hamilton County? Hamilton County?
In FCC, I'm sitting here. But I'm not doing anything, and I'm in Carmel to be exact, in Hamilton County.
Station in Carmel in Hamilton County, the front end of your call sign was flipped off.
All right, we'll do it again here. November 9, Foxtrot, Charlie, N9, FCC, I'm on 70 centimeters right now.
Copy that. Thank you very much.
W9TSP, Kilo Charlie 9, Romeo Victor Lima, Delaware County, Marv Mike Alpha, Romeo Victor monitoring.
Copy that, station monitoring. Just got a reminder from the Weather Service that rain is going to be a big issue with this storm, so be be aware of potential flash flooding issues.
That's 9DAC from Tipton County monitoring.
Station from Tipton County monitoring, is that what I heard?
That's correct. This is Whiskey Niner Delta Alpha Charlie.
Whiskey Niner Delta Alpha Charlie from Tipton County. Thank you very much for checking in.
9 MPK Jackson County monitoring.
Jackson County Station, the front end of your call sign was clipped off. Can you come again with that phonetically, please?
Charlie, 9, Mike, Victor, Kilo, Jackson County, monitoring.
Kilo, Charlie, 9, Mike, Victor, Kilo, thank you very much for your check-in. This is Kilowatt, Bravo, 9, Tango, Sierra, Papa, my name is Jenny. This is the Central Indiana Severe Weather Network. There is a storm watch and warnings stretching out across the state of Indiana. Specifically, we are getting information now for Boone, Brown, Hamilton, Hendricks, Johnson, Marion, Monroe, Morgan, Owen, Putnam. Be requesting information from all those counties. If you have not already checked in, please do so. This is KB9TST.
Net Control, Monroe County.
Monroe County, go ahead.
Yeah, we're ringing up the local net now. The call here is Kilo 9, Sierra, Quebec, Lima.
Copy, Kilo 9, Sierra, Quebec, Lima, from Monroe County.
QSL, I'll be monitoring.
Okay, 9 REG.
Go ahead, REG.
Jenny, do you have any history on this storm yet? What it's had so far and what might be coming this way?
Stand by.
WB3IM monitoring, Johnson County.
Station monitoring in Johnson County. Can you come again with call sign phonetically, please?
Whiskey Bravo 3, Lima, November Yankee.
The Whiskey Bravo 3, Lima, November Yankee.
QSL.
K9RAG, this is KB9TST.
Hey, Jenny.
The only history I can see on this is heavy rain and high wind.
Of everything hell associated with yet or not, so thought I'd ask. Thanks, KE9RG.
Yes, K9, Victor Mike, Brown County.
Brown County, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am, 8-inch, 40-foot tree, Hummingbird Drive, Sweetwater, down. I have one station on all auxiliary power at this time.
Copy that. Was it live or dead tree? Was it uprooted or did it break off?
I don't have where it's uprooted, but it's tree down.
Okay, can you give me two major crossroads?
Well, that's a problem in Brown County. There's very few crossroads. I'd say Hummingbird Lane and, Sweetwater Trail.
you very much for that report. K9VM in Brown County, this is KB9TSP.
K9, Victor Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, I got the intersections of the report made. What is the closest town to that downed tree?
Cordray and Sweetwater Lakes.
Copy that, thank you.
It should be the northwest part of Sweetwater Lake.
Do we have any stations on frequency in Putnam County? Greencastle area in Putnam County. This is KB9TSP Central Indiana Severe Weather Network. Are there any stations on frequency in Hendricks County? Calling any station in Hendricks County.
This is W9RS Hendricks County. Stopping to report. W9RS.
Thanks, Bob. Just I'm sure you're watching the scroll here on the chat room that there was a 70-mile-per-hour wind gust just reported in Brownsburg.
So we're going to SKI.
SKI, go ahead.
Yeah, did you get permission to stand down over here?
I did request it. I guess I got it because there was no further comment made on the subject.
Okay, we don't see anything else on the radar over here that the storm delayed. We get a lot of rain. That's about it.
Copy that. You have permission to stand down, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate it. That was we'll leave the link up over here in case anything's needed from not what have you.
That will be very much appreciated. Thank you for your contribution tonight.
You're welcome. W9SKI, clear.
K9RG.
K9RG, go ahead.
Jenny, are you in touch with National Weather Service?
Yes, sir, via the chat room I am.
I'm wondering, because I'm seeing that they got tornado warnings down in part of Monroe and Brown County and haven't heard anything.
Yes, sir, I am seeing the same things here, but and I do have stations on frequency from those counties, but you're right, I have not heard anything either.
Okay. Hey, just wanted to check. Make sure I wasn't being lied to by the local TVs. K9RG.
Station on frequency from Hamilton County. Hamilton County, please call KB9TSP.
K9 or Delta Tango Charlie.
Delta Tango Charlie station, are you in Hamilton County?
That's an affirmative.
Weather Service was asking me if there's anyone on frequency from your county. Do you have any severe criteria to report?
Negative.
Copy that. Thank you very much.
W9DTC.
AM National Weather Service in Indiana issues a severe thunderstorm warning for Delaware, Hamilton, Howard, Madison, and Tipton counties until 12:15 a.m. Also, Indiana continues a tornado warning for Brown, Davies, Green, Martin, Monroe until 1:45 a.m. At 1:23 a.m., National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado. This dangerous storm is located near Bloomington, moving northeast at 55 miles per hour.
9, Bravo Echo Charlie, Boone County.
I think it's TSP, N9FCC, Hamilton County, Carmel.
N9FCC, you might stand by a second. She lost power, and we're just going to switch the battery. We'll be back in just a second.
All right, appreciate the information. I'm trying to listen to a weather radio in another room, and too many things going on here at once. Anyway, the edge just hit Carmel, a lot of high winds and rain at this point, and I won't lose power because I've got a big old battery under the bench sitting on line with the power supply, so the power supply poops from Duke, I'm still on the air.
Information, keep everything short and brief.
Oh, what's your call sign?
Kilowatt 9, Victor Mike, Brown County.
Sergeant.
Just FYI, Jennifer's power is out, so she's switching to battery. W9SKI.
This is KB9TSP, just switched to battery power. I'll copy.
9 on my end.
Loud and clear, Jenny K9, Victor Mike.
Thanks, guys. Took me a minute to find the connections in the dark.
You had a station from Hamilton County trying to make a report.
Okay, and I've also been requested by the Weather Service to hold on to Boone County. Boone County, please stay. Keep your net up. Hamilton County, what was your report? From Hamilton County, this is KB9TSP.
Oh, I'm one here, I think. I think it's Jennifer, N9FCC. Go ahead.
Okay, N9FCC, I was told that while my power was out and my radio was down, I had a report from Hamilton County of severe weather criteria.
Report is about probably 5 minutes, 6 minutes old that the front's coming through with a lot of wind and a lot of rain, but that is it at the moment. Over.
All right, copy that. Thank you very much for that.
All right, welcome, N9FCC.
Control, KC9V, you are handcuffed. KC9V, the county.
Severe weather, that's...
I am, KC9VER, Hancock County, acknowledging severe thunderstorm warning until 2:15. We do have a net running.
Copy that. Thank you very much for your check-in.
Yeah, Hancock.
Okay, at 1:30 a.m., a severe thunderstorm warning issued for Hamilton, Hancock, Hendricks, Johnson, Marion, Morgan, and Shelby counties until 2:15 a.m. So in that warning are Bartholomew, Brown, Jackson, Jennings, Lawrence, and Monroe until 2:15 a.m.
NWS, this is KB9UVW for Monroe County.
Station calling, go ahead. This is KB9TSP Central Indiana Severe Weather Network. Station calling, please repeat your call.
This is KB9UVW for Monroe County. We've had to switch our liaison to myself.
Okay, copy that. Had to step away from the radio and find my way in the dark for a minute.
Okay, that's quite all right. Thank you very much. Could you... verify the status of Monroe County? Are we still under a tornado warning, or is it just a severe thunderstorm warning at this time?
Okay, the severe thunderstorm warning is in effect until 2:15 a.m. Let me check on the tornado. Tornado warning was canceled as of 1:28 a.m.
Okay, thank you very much. I'll pass that along. We're still in net mode here in Monroe County.
Copy that. Thank you very much.
KB9 UVW.
NWS K9 Victor Mike, was that the same for the tornado warning being canceled for the same time in Brown?
That cancellation was for Green, Monroe, and Owen County.
Clear, no further.
K9 QSL. K9 QSL, this is KB9 TST.
This is K9, this is Quebec Lima.
I was looking for my station in Monroe County. We're getting some local storm report of high wind. I wanted to see if he had any other severe criteria to report.
Okay, I've had problems with my antenna. KB9 UVW is the current liaison, and so far we've had nothing to report over.
Okay, according to Weather Service, finding there was a report near State Route 37 and State Route 46 in Bloomington, damage reported, and power flashes, trees down across the road.
I will pass that on. We've got no reports on our net here, but I will let them know.
This is KB9 TST, Central Indiana Severe Weather Network.
N9 DEC from Boone County.
KB9 RBB, clear.
Station in Boone County, go ahead.
November 9, Bravo Echo Charlie. Jenny, all my spotters are reporting things have calmed down quite a bit. Just a light rain falling throughout most of the county. Is it okay if we go ahead and stand down?
Stand by. I'll ask the Weather Service. And also at 1:30 a.m., expired tornado warning for Brown, Davis, Green, Martin, and Monroe. Those counties, your tornado warning is expired.
NWS K9 Victor Mike, Brown County's clear and direct. Information, you might lose me directly. I'm a battalion chief for local fire department, and we have no replacement for liaison here.
Understood. Thank you for that information. For information to the net, I am in Avon and we have no power, so I am on battery until the battery runs out.
Doubled with, but I doubled with somebody.
This is KB9 TST, go ahead.
NFCC, nothing going on here, just raining lightly and no winds, no heavy rain, nothing. I'm going to go to bed. That's kind of past my bedtime. They do have a net up on the Noblesville machine or Hamilton County machine, but I don't know if they've checked in with you or not. N9, FCC.
Thanks for hanging out. Sweet dreams to you, sir. This is KB9 TST. KC9 UWI, KC9 UWI.
Jenny, I think you're trying to reach KC9 UWR. This is N9BEC for the liaison for Boone County. Go ahead.
Okay. I have put in a request for you guys to stand down your net. I have not received response yet. As long as there's somebody who's got an error on the radio. I don't see why you couldn't go ahead and stand down.
Okay. Yeah, I'll be listening for a little bit longer there. So most of my guys are scattered out throughout the county. It's just going to take them a little bit to get back home also. So I'll just go ahead and have them start heading toward their QTHs and let me know when they get there then, and I'll be monitoring them for a little bit longer. Thanks again, N9DEC.
KB9TST, this is W9DAC.
W9DAC, this is KB9TST, go ahead.
Looks like most of the activity has left Tipton County, so I'm going to go ahead and stand down. If you're interested, we had a 42-mile-an-hour official wind gust at Tri-Central Community Schools reported from our weather bug, and we had three amateurs in the county on a net.
All right, thank you very much for that report.
You're welcome. Have a good night. This is W9DAC, Claire.
Any stations on frequency in Bartholomew or Jackson counties?
KZ9JOY, Jackson County.
Looks like this thing's coming your way. Do you have anything to report?
Nothing to report yet. We are experiencing the heavy winds up to about 38 miles an hour so far here in the Seymour area, but other than that, we've got nothing severe to report yet.
Thank you for that information.
NWS K9 Victor Mike, I'll scare somebody up for you in Bartholomew County.
Thank you very much. Also, any stations in Lawrence County? Lawrence County.
W9EEL, Madison County.
Station in Madison County, I didn't quite catch the call.
This is W9 Echo Lima. We just had a measured wind gust of 48 miles per hour at Linwood in the north central part of Madison County.
The 48 mile per hour wind gust in Linwood in Madison County.
QSL.
November 9, Charlie, Juliet Tango, Bartholomew County.
Copy, November 9, Charlie, Juliet Tango in Bartholomew County.
Yeah, K9VM in Brown County just came up on our frequency and said you all needed somebody here, so here I am.
Thank you very much. We have storms coming through, and you are under severe thunderstorm warning until 2:15 a.m.
Roger that. I noticed they have not extended the tornado watch into Brown yet. Are they expecting that to not happen?
Stand by.
NWS, this is KB9 UVW from Monroe County.
Monroe County, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. We are requesting permission to close our net, and we have numbers ready for both Monroe and Owen County.
Okay, go ahead with those numbers.
Okay, from Monroe County, we commenced operation at 106. We're ending now at, we'll just call it 2 o'clock. We had 26 check-ins, 5 were mobile. And let me know when you're ready for Owen County. Oh, by the way, KC9RPX was the net control.
copy that. Go ahead with Owen County.
Okay, Owen County's net control was K9LME, that's Lima Mike Echo. They had two check-ins. They were on net longer than we were. They started at 12:15 and ended at 1:52, and that was Owen County. We kind of ran a joint net with them. Oh, and by the way, one of theirs was mobile.
Alrighty, copy those counts. Thank you very much.
Alright, do we have permission to shut down here in Monroe?
Stand by, let me post the question to NWS via the chat room here, and we'll see.
KB9 UVW, standing by.
NWS K9, Victor Mike.
K9, Victor Mike, go ahead.
Experiencing the front part of this bow line, estimated at 55 mile an hour, have K9 REH at Woodland Lake reporting power outage, and he's off the air.
Okay, you're in Brown County. Sorry, I'm going by candles and flashlights here, too.
Yes, that's affirmative in Brown County. Woodland Lake is north-central Brown County, about 7 miles due north of Nashville.
Okay, and was that a measured wind speed or estimated? I thought you said 55 miles an hour.
That's estimated.
Is that a real-time report, or do you have a past time on that?
That was real time. It'd been about 2 minutes ago, and that's me, K9, Victor Mike.
Copy that. Thank you very much. K9SQL, Monroe County.
This is KB9 UVW from Monroe County. I have replaced K9SQL.
Okay, thanks. Sorry about the confusion. Owen County can stand down. They're requesting that Monroe County stay up just a little bit longer.
Okay, we copy that. About how much longer do you know?
I can ask if you give me a minute.
Okay, well, you handle your other traffic first and put us on low priority.
Monroe County, this is KB9 TST.
Go ahead.
Yeah, NWS just wants you to wait until the line is completely through your county.
Thank you very much, and we'll call you when we stand down. This is KB9 UVW.
Copy that. KB9 TSP, Central Indiana Severe Weather Net.
W9RXR.
W9RXR, go ahead.
Do you need anything further from Hendricks County?
I don't think so. Give me a chance to check with National Weather.
WA5 LOU.
LOU station, I believe. This is KB9 TST. Go ahead.
Roger. It's WA5 LOU over here in the far southeast part of in Cumberland, put it that way. Right on the county line. And we just had 50 mile an hour winds blow through here.
Okay, can you come with your call sign phonetically and give me that information one more time?
Roger. It's Whiskey Alpha 5 Lima Oscar Uniform. Lou here in Cumberland. And we had 50 mile an hour wind come through here. within the last 5 minutes.
That estimated or measured wind speed?
That's estimated. Very good guesstimate.
Copy that. Thank you very much.
W85LOU.
This is KB9TSP, Central Indiana Severe Weather Net. At 2:13 a.m., a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for Decatur, Hancock, Henry, Johnson, Rush, and Shelby counties in Indiana until 3 a.m.
KB9TSP, KB9UVW, Monroe County.
KB9UVW, Monroe. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, ma'am. I have damage reports out of Greene County that the National Weather Service is going to be very interested in.
All right. Go ahead with those reports out of Greene County.
Okay. The report is coming in from KT, that is Kilo Tango Niner Victor. Kilo Tango Niner Victor. This is Greene County, 1 mile north of Salisbury on State Road 43, and I'll break for further info. Okay, State Road 43 is closed. Power poles and power lines across the road. Also, one barn has been completely destroyed. A barn has been completely destroyed. Do not have the time of destruction. They are out of the storm now. This is damage they've noticed after the fact. They cannot determine whether it was tornadic or straight line winds. And that's all I've got to report.
Okay, copy that. Let me get this cleared up for you. In Greene County, station Kilo Tango Niner Victor, about 1 mile north of Salisbury, State Route 43 is closed with power lines across the road, and a barn has been completely destroyed, but you do not have an exact time of the damage due to the fact that this was discovered after the event.
That is correct.
Thank you very much for that report. I will get that in.
K9RG.
K9RG, go ahead.
Jenny, we never did have a net come up here in Marion County. Julie didn't have anything major go on. Seems like things have quieted down quite a bit around here, so we're going to go ahead and shut it down and we got everything lined up just in case it turns bad again, so hopefully you'll be able to get some sleep here in a short. K9RG.
All right, thank you for that information, Richard. KB9TSP.
W9RXR.
K9RAG, go ahead.
Jenny, we never did have a net come up here in Marion County. Julie didn't have anything major go on. Seems like things have quieted down quite a bit around here, so we're going to go ahead and shut it down and we got everything lined up just in case it turns bad again, so hopefully you'll be able to get some sleep here in a short. K9RG.
All right, thank you for that information, Richard. KB9TSP.
W9RXR.
RXR, go ahead.
You need anything additional from Hendricks?
I do not believe so. I put in the official request from National Weather and have not gotten word back yet, but I think you can stand down.
Do you need a count from us?
If you've got it, I'll take it.
3 base, 1 mobile, hour and 15, W9RXR.
Thank you very much, Bob. I caught copy those counts, KB9 TST.
KB9 TSP, KB9 UVW, Monroe.
Go ahead, UVW.
Yeah, we've gone ahead and shut our net down at 220, and we're just wrapping things up here.
All right, copy that. Thank you very much.
We're going to monitor for a few more minutes. If we get any more damage reports, we'll send them up. KB9 UVW.
W9EEL.
W9EEL, this is KB9 TSP. Go ahead.
We have the following from Madison County. We recorded a peak measured wind gust of 52 miles per hour, again at Linwood, at 1:48 a.m. Only damage we received is a small tree across County Road 67 at 100 South. Police were able to remove the tree, get it off the road.
Do you have a diameter on that tree? And also, can you tell me again where, one more precisely, where that 50 mile per hour wind gust was recorded?
What did you say again?
Can you give me an approximate diameter on that small tree? And also, more local, where that wind gust was reported?
Okay, the wind gust was reported at Linwood, which is in the north central part of the county, on County Road 600 North. And I have no further information on the tree, but it was small enough that the police were able to drag it off the road.
Okay, if you can get that information, that would be most helpful.
Okay, I don't think that's going to be available. We had two base stations and a duration of 2 hours and 10 minutes.
This is KB9 TSP, Central Indiana Severe Weather Network. At 2:36 a.m., the National Weather Service in Indianapolis continued severe thunderstorm warnings for Bartholomew, Brown, Decatur, Jackson, Jennings, Johnson and Shelby County, Indiana, until 3 a.m. Also included in those warnings are Hancock and Henry, Johnson, and Rush counties. This is KB9 TSP, Central Indiana Severe Weather Net. At 2:41 a.m., the National Weather Service issued a tornado warning for Bartholomew, Decatur, and Shelby counties in Indiana until 3:30 a.m. At 2:38 a.m., National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado. This dangerous storm was located near Columbus and moving northeast at 40 miles per hour. Stations in that area, please call KB9 TSP.
KB9 TSP, this is KC9 ELU, Mike in Decatur County.
KC9 ELU in Decatur County, do you have any information to report?
Just that I had a 50 mile an hour wind gust at 1 a.m., but no precipitation here yet.
So that wind gust report is about an hour and 43 minutes old. Did you report that, or do I need to make that report?
I did not report that. I did not. Over.
Okay, was that measured or estimated?
Measured, I have an anemometer here. Over.
Copy that. Thank you very much.
RBB in Fairlane, Shelby County.
Shelby County, can you come with your call front phonetically?
KB9, RBB, Kilo 9, Romeo Baker, Baker downtown, Fairlane.
Okay, copy that. Do you have any severe weather criteria to report?
We had some hard rain, heavy wind, and up to about 3 minutes ago, everything's dying down. You're having a real calm.
All right, thank you. Let us know if you have anything. This is KB9 TSP.
9RBB.
K9SVL, Shelbyville, Kilo 9, Sierra Victor, Lima.
Kilo 9, Sierra Victor, Lima, out of Shelbyville. Go ahead.
Yeah, we do have warning sirens going off here now.
Do you have any severe storm criteria to report?
That's negative.
Okay, let us know if you get anything. KC9ELU, KC9ELU in Decatur County, please call KB9 TSP.
W9RSR.
IXR, go ahead.
Jenny, are you working on the 10 meter side or 440?
On my radio, I'm working off my 2 meter side.
Okay, there's a station Kilo Juliet 9 Echo who has been calling, but if he doesn't have his tone set properly for 77 hertz, you may not be hearing him on the 2 meters.
Okay, yeah, I'm not hearing anything. I'm linked with the 440 side through the net.
Yeah, I understand, but I think we've noticed this before, that if people try to get in on the 2-meter side with the wrong tone, they'll be heard on the 440 side, which is what I'm listening to, but they won't be heard on the 2-meter side.
Okay, thanks for that information. Hopefully whoever that is can get the situation corrected and we can be able to hear him.
W9RXR.
B9TSP, Central Indiana, Severe Weather Net, trying it out on the 440 side.
Loud and clear, K9, Victor Mike Brown, County.
Whiskey Juliet 9 Echo.
9 Echo Station, I can hear you now. Do you have anything to report to the net?
Nothing going on so far behind wind. You got Mike in Rushville.
Mike in Rushville, thank you very much. Do you have any wind speed estimations that we need to be concerned with?
Had a measured at 127 that wasn't reported, 22 mile an hour wind gust.
Thank you very much for that information. Have a good evening.
WJ9 Echo.
KC9 ELU, KC9 ELU in Decatur County. This is KB9 TSP.
SW9M in Southern Decatur County. He's conducting a net right now. Can I help you?
Just trying to get his more exact location. He had given me a late wind report, wind speed report that happened at about 1 a.m., and I did not have anything other than the county on his location.
Okay, he's approximately 4 miles north east of Greensburg.
I need it. Thank you very much for that information. This is KB9 TSP.
W9M.
In Bartholomew and Shelby County, please call KB9 TSP.
KB9 TSP, K9 SVL.
SVL.
That's K9 SVL. Go ahead, Shelby County.
Is there any weather information, severe weather criteria coming out of your county?
I don't have anything that I can confirm at this time.
If you could get in contact with any stations on your net and see if you can find anything, we are getting some local information reports of wind damage.
Okay, I'm in downtown Shelbyville, and so far nothing here. But I'll check with everybody on, we've kind of got a loose net going here, so I'll drop down there and just check with everybody. K9 SVL.
TSP. Any stations in Bartholomew County? Bartholomew County, please call.
In November 9, Charlie, Juliet Tango, Columbus.
And Charlie, Juliet Tango.
K9 SVL, go ahead.
Nothing to report at this time other than rain. You were asking for an update, I believe. K9 VM came up on frequency and said to come here.
Yes, we are looking for any severe criteria reports from your county because you are under a tornado warning.
We have nothing to report in severe criteria. The highest wind we've seen is 26 miles an hour measured, over.
But if you can check around, see if anything else is going on that we need to be concerned about, I would appreciate it.
Roger that. We currently have 10 stations spread out around the county watching and nothing to report in 9CJT.
Control, this is KC9, VER, Hancock.
And VER, Hancock, go ahead.
KC9, VER, Hancock. Looks like the line is...
This is K9 SVL. Can anybody listening confirm any sort of damage?
At this time?
Yeah, I had somebody come in on top of you. Can you repeat that transmission?
The line appears to be in Henry County already. Can we go ahead and stand down?
Hi.
NWS, Victor Mike, K9, Victor Mike.
Victor Mike, go ahead.
Requesting permission to stand down for Brown County.
I'll submit the request.
Repeat your last, please.
And I'll check and see if you guys can stand down.
Thank you, K9 VM.
TSP, the National Weather Service, has canceled the tornado warning for Bartholomew, Decatur, and Shelby counties.
KC9, VER, Hancock.
Hancock.
KC9, VER, Hancock. Can we go ahead and stand down at this time?
I have not heard back from the Weather Service on that, but I'm going to go ahead and say yes.
Okay, I have the numbers if you're ready. Okay, for check-ins, we had 5 base, zero mobile for a duration of 1 hour and 8 minutes. That control was KV9DWG. KV9DWG. Over.
Your numbers again.
And we have 5 base, 0 mobile, for a duration of 1 hour and 8 minutes. 5 base, 0 mobile, 1 hour and 8 minutes. Over.
And I just got confirmation that you guys can shut down with gratitude from the National Weather Service.
All right, thank you. Talk to you later. Case 9, GER, Hancock.
KB9 TSB, K9 SVL, Shelby County.
Shelby County?
Nothing reportable. We're going to close operations. We had 5 base stations and 1 mobile operational.
Base and 1 mobile, did you have a time on your net?
8 p.m. yesterday till 3:06 today, 3:06 a.m.
We're up for a long time.
Well, I'm closing down, but you're still there. K9S3L, thank you.
K9, Victor Mike.
Good evening.
K9, Victor Mike.
KB9 TST.
Yeah, NWS K9, Victor Mike, I prepared a copy of my numbers for my net.
Which county are you again, please?
Brown County.
Thanks. Only about half awake here.
That's okay, hon, I understand. We have 6 base, 0 mobile, duration of net, 2 hours and 8 minutes.
But I copy your count, and thanks very much to you and your net.
You're very welcome, on K9, Victor Mike closing.
K9, you okay, Henry County?
Henry County?
Yeah, it's pretty calm down over here. Can we secure?
I'd say yes to that. And do you have any counts for me?
I certainly do. 4 base stations. We were on the air for 1 hour.
Base stations in 1 hour.
That's QSL.
KG9DV, K9SVL.
VL, this is KB9 TSP. K9 UOK, K9 UOK. I know you guys have closed down that, but is there anybody still on station on frequency in Henry County?
YG7, Henry County. Name's Jim.
Is still interested in any possible effects of the storm in the southeastern part of the county?
That's where I am at the present time. The wind just before the storm was here, got here, was steady about 28 to 35 miles an hour. And then all of a sudden, just before the storm got here, it dropped down to about 12 miles an hour. And now it's right at about 14. So far, had no reports, you know, nothing severe criteria here at all.
All right, if anything occurs, let us know. KB9 TSP.
Sure will, no problem. 73 and 90YG.
KB9 TST and 9CJT, Bartholomew County.
9CJT, Bartholomew County, go ahead.
Request permission to stand down. It appears that all weather has exited the county.
Go ahead with that.
Okay, thank you very much. Are you ready for a report?
Ready.
Okay, Bartholomew County had a net up for 105 minutes beginning at 1:30 a.m. and extending until 3:15 a.m. We had 14 stations, zero mobile, participating in 9CJT.
Copy, 14 base stations participating for 105 minutes in Bartholomew County. Thank you very much for that report. Have a good evening, and thank you to all your net as well.
7-3 from N9CJT.
K9JOY, Jackson County.
KC9JOY, Jackson County, go ahead.
I just wanted to let you know, we've had no reports of anything severe here. The main line has come through my area and really didn't have much of a wind gust at all with it. Biggest thing to report is we're about 13 degrees cooler now than we were not quite an hour ago, so the temperature has sure dropped. Is Jackson County clear to secure, or would they like us to stay up for a while yet?
The request, but I think you'll probably go ahead. You can probably go ahead and clear.
Let me get my stuff together, and I'll give you the counts. Really didn't have much of a wind gust at all with it. Biggest thing to report is, we're about 13 degrees cooler now than we were not quite an hour ago, so the temperature has sure dropped. Is Jackson County clear to secure, or would they like us to stay up for a while yet?
Submit the request, but I think you'll probably go ahead. You can probably go ahead and clear.
Let me get my stuff together, and I'll give you the counts. I've got our count here in Jackson County, if you're ready.
I am ready. Go ahead with that count.
It took me longer to do the math on the time. We were up for 2 hours and 40 minutes, and we had 3 bays.
You to do that much math at 3:20 in the morning. Copy. 2 hours and 40 minutes and 3 bays.
Correct. We're going to go ahead and sign clear. We'll be monitoring if you need us, and hopefully they'll be able to clear you before too long. Appreciate your help this evening, or this morning, I should say, and we'll catch you next time. This is KC9JOY.
WJ9 Echo, Rush County.
WJ9 Echo, Rush County, go ahead.
I had a measurement at 314, 0314 of 30 mile an hour wind gust.
Highest wind gust, you said at 314 a.m.?
QSL, 314 a.m., 30 mile an hour, WJ9E.
All right, thank you very much for that report.
Control, this is AF4LG in the east side of Muncie, Indiana.
AF4LG, I didn't quite get all the call sign on the east side of Indiana. Go ahead.
AF4LG, Alpha Foxtrot 4 Lima Golf, east side of Muncie, Indiana, Delaware County. We're going to go to bed. The storm's about over with here. We've had wind gusts of 27 miles an hour and 52 hundredths of an inch recorded rain. Time now is approximately 3:46. AF4LG, clear with your permission, sir. Ma'am.
Permission granted. Thank you for checking in.
Whiskey Juliet 9 Echo, Rush County.
Go ahead, Rush County.
This is WJ9 Echo, permission to secure Rush County. KB9 TSP, WJ9 E, did you copy?
I was typing the request for you guys to close station.
Oh, QS, we'll stand by at WJ9 E.
RBB downtown Fairlane in Shelby County.
Go ahead, RBB.
Hey, do you still need Fairlane up for anything?
Bye. Hey, technically you guys are under a warning until 3:45 a.m.
Okay, I'm in the northern part, so I'll stay up. I think the Shelbyville guys, they done shut down, so we'll be here till then.
And copy the 3:45, Whiskey Juliet 9 Echo.
This is KB9 TSP, Central Indiana Severe Weather Net Control. I will be closing my station here at 3:45 a.m. The storms are still in the state, but I need to close station, get some sleep so I can take care of my family. I will leave the net linked so that communications can still be monitored by the National Weather Service.
KB9RBB, Shelby County, we're going to shut it down. KB9RBB, downtown Fairlane.
WJ9 Echo, Rush County.
Rush County.
I guess it's about 3 till. Okay to secure.
Rush County.
WJ9 Echo.
Last communication I had from Weather Service on your county was at 3:34 a.m. They still had activity southeast of extreme EC to SC line through the county. Heaviest cell was passing west of Clarksburg at the time.
Okay. Clarksburg would be located in northeastern Decatur.
I have counts. I'll go ahead and take them.
Okay. One base and was up for 2 hours. 44 minutes. One base, 2 hours, 44 minutes. QSL.
QSL, thank you very much for that report.
All right, Jenny, 73 from Rushville, WJ9 Echo, will be clear.
KB9RBB.
KB9RBB, go ahead.
Northwestern Shelby County in Fairlane. Okay to shut it down?
Yes, sir, it is okay to shut it down.
Okay, wasn't nobody out here except me, so don't know if you want to count it or not. Catch you later. Have a good one. KB9, RBB.
Sir, you most definitely counted tonight. Have a good one. KB9, TSP. And I will be clear and closing station. I will call this net at 3:45 a.m., but I will leave the network linked for any communications for the National Weather Service to monitor. This is KB9 TSP, clear.
Good job, Jenny. KB9 RBB.